Continue on with our lesson on my imagination. Jesus, help my mind. Hopefully you've been getting something out of this. Now, as we stated, our text scripture is coming from 1 Chronicles chapter number 28, verse number 9. It's right there on your lesson. It says, "And thou, Solomon, my son." Now, this is David talking to Solomon. "Know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever." Now, as we said, we are working or concentrating on that word imagination. Now, imagination, we're just going to sum it up, is that creative ability. It is a mental picture, of something that you're desiring. You can see it, you can envision it, but it's not yet reality. It's not yet reality. It's only in your mind. Now, as we said before, we gave you some professions that depend on somebody having an imagination. Art would be meaningless if the artist didn't have an imagination. But what they have, they imagine something in their mind first. And then you and I know what it is that's going on in their mind when you see their product, whether it be a painting or a sculpture. Then I know what they have imagined. You can talk about it all day long, but until you do something, then I don't see anything, right? The same thing with a building. An architect has a vision for what that building is going to look like. When you see it, it's amazing. As I said, when we dropped the saints off down at the hospital, they're building a building right across from it. And it's all, you know, the outside of it is glass. But you got to know, before one shovel went in that ground, somebody had to have a design as to what that building was going to look like. And it's a beautiful thing once all of the construction is finished to actually compare the two. So if you take the drawing, sometimes you see that when they do the housing little projects around the city. They'll gate off this space, and you'll be looking, you say, "Well, I wonder what they're going to put there." And then a couple of weeks later, you'll see that they'll put a picture up. And you say, "Oh, it's going to be some apartment buildings, or it's going to be an office building." But it's amazing to do the comparison of when the project is finished and see how close the picture is to the actual building project. Well, you got to think about it again. That all started from somebody's imagination. Imaginations can be positive, or they can also be what? Negative. But the reality is they are just a thought. Imaginations are just a thought or a suggestion, or just something that is possible, all right? Now, the problem is when man is born in sin, when we are born in sin, everyone, every last one of us are born in this state or in this condition. All of us have this disease. None of us come here exempt from the disease of sin. And because we are born in sin, sin affects our imagination. Sin affects the things that we create in our mind. One writer said, all we do is create evil continually. And you say, well, why do we create evil continually? Because of what? Sin. If you're not careful and you don't realize that sinful nature and the power of that sinful nature, it'll take advantage of you. It'll take advantage of you, and it'll bring you your whole life ruined. It'll mess your whole life up, all because you didn't realize that nature that was inside of you. All because you didn't realize how dangerous that nature is. You think about people that intend on destroying things or killing somebody's life. You best believe when you hear about these shootings in these schools or these shootings in these jobs, think about life before the shooting happened. How everybody is just going around doing their normal routine. And little do they know, somebody has a what? An imagination. Somebody has created a plan all in their mind of destruction, of death, right? And they bring that into reality, right? Yes, they do. When these guys walk into these schools with these machine guns and they just start opening up and shooting and shooting and shooting, you best believe before they even pulled the trigger, before they even left out of their home, they had an imagination as to what was going to take place. And we don't know nothing about it. People on the outside of the mind don't know what's going on inside. I don't know what's going on in your mind right now. You could be thinking about a whole meal of what you're going to eat for dinner when you get out of church. You could be thinking about what you're going to watch on the television. I don't know it. And I thank the Lord I don't know it, because I might not look at you right. If I knew what was going on in your mind, I might not look at you right. I might get offended by what you're thinking about right now, right? That's the truth. But Jesus is the one that knows the mind. Scripture says that if you go over to the book of Jeremiah really quick, and then we're going to get into our lesson. Jeremiah, didn't intend to go there. Jeremiah, let's go, was it 18? I believe it is. Let me get my finger over there. Jeremiah chapter number 18. And start at verse number 12. No, is that 12? Yeah, look at 12. Jeremiah 18 and 12. And then we're going to go over to 17. 18 and 12. Ain't that something? The only reason you'll say that there's no hope is when there's no Jesus, right? When you don't have no Jesus, you have no hope. Jesus is our hope. Jesus gives us something to look forward to. And when you don't have no Jesus, you have no hope. Your whole attitude is different. You can always tell when a person get a mind and start backsliding. They just lose all sense of being positive. They just see everything as being a problem. And you say, well, where is Jesus at? Where is Jesus? Jesus is supposed to be your hope. When you see things are dark, Jesus is supposed to be the light. When you see death all around you, Jesus is supposed to be life, right? He is supposed to be your protector in the midst of all of these things. But when you had that attitude, there is no hope. Guess what you're going to do? When you abandon Jesus, you're going to default to what's in you. Remember, what did I say you were born in? You're born in sin. And when you don't have no Jesus, you're going to default to what is in you. And that's what this writer here in Jeremiah is talking about. He says, they say there is no hope. But we will do what? We're going to walk after our own devices. Don't you see that today? People put more confidence in the things that they possess than their soul. They don't even realize how valuable their soul is. They put more value on stuff. And they don't realize this reality. The rich die just like the poor. Right? All of us go to a grave and we take nothing with us. Scripture says this is a certain. You brought nothing into this world and you're not going to take nothing with you. So that means I need to really have a focus. When I'm talking about trying to get my soul ready for eternity, I got to have a focus. And I can't get sidetracked by the stuff that I can put in my pocket or the place where I can lay my head, because none of that stuff means anything. Right? Yes. Come on, it's the truth. The reality is, again, I'm not going to take anything that I possess with me into eternity. All of this stuff stays here. The only thing I carry over into eternity is my soul. And I ought to have a cry down on the inside that I want my soul to live. I ought not to do anything that's going to negatively impact my soul's future. That's truth. This is why I watch what I say. I watch where I go. I watch what I allow my hands to get involved with. Because I am concerned about where my soul is going to spend eternity. And I don't want to do anything wrong knowing that the Lord done told me the wicked are going to be turned into hell. That's the truth. I don't want to do anything that's going to categorize me as being wicked. I don't want to do anything that's going to categorize me as being an unbeliever. Because the scripture says that all liars, the unbelievers, are going to be found in the lake of fire. That lake that burns with fire and brimstone. I don't want to stay in sin. Because the wage of sin is what? Death. And the scripture says death and hell are going to be cast into the what? The lake of fire. So it ought to be a top priority of me. Top priority of mine. To want to do everything I can do to get out of sin. To get sin from off of me. That's if I don't want to go to a lake of fire for eternity. I don't want to burn for eternity. I'm doing everything I can do to avoid fire now. So why in the world would I want to spend eternity in fire? Why in the world would I think I will be okay spending the rest of my existence burning in the fire? According to the scripture, hell and death are going to be cast into the lake of fire. And they're going to be in there burning both day and night. Forever and ever. I don't want to follow behind Satan. Satan done made up his mind. He made up his mind that he wanted to be against Jesus. He wanted to be anti-Christ. Right? I don't want to be anti-Christ. I don't want to be anti-Jesus. When you're anti-Jesus and you're anti-Christ, you're saying you have no hope. Right? That's the truth. You do things that are your behaviors line up with no hope. Right? And when you see folk walk around the street, threatening to kill people, threatening to do this and threatening to do that, or just walking in the middle of the street as though they don't care. They got an I don't care attitude. They're just taking stuff, shooting it up in the needle, shooting it up in the veins. They're letting you know they don't care. They have no hope. You say, well, don't you realize the risk that you could run into? You know, you shoot yourself the wrong way. Do you realize how much damage you can do to your body? You don't even know if what you're shooting up in your veins is the thing that you're expecting. You don't even know if somebody gave you poison. And you don't even know if that poison is intended to kill you. But you have no hope. You have no hope. Therefore, you walk in your own devices. According to the scripture, this is what they're doing. You're seeing people walking in their own devices. Guns. Drugs, all this stuff are the devices of man. Yep, man created this stuff. These are the devices of man. And they're walking in their own devices, right? And what does it say? They got a plan. They got a plan in their mind. They got a plan in their mind that's being motivated by darkness. That's the truth. Their minds are motivated by that which is dark, that which is wicked. Huh? One writer told you in the book of Romans, every imagination was only, or was that in Genesis? Only an imagination was only evil continually. Right? That's the truth. One writer said that they gave up the natural use of the man and the woman. And they turned to one another. Right? Doing those things which are unseemly. Huh? Come on, therefore the Lord said, I gave them up. That's the truth. In other words, the only one that can help you is telling you he gave you up. He gave you up to do the things that you want to do. Huh? Come on, saints, that attitude is so strong in the earth. And we got to resist that devil. We got to resist those feelings to do the stuff that we want to do. Don't you know when you come into holiness, it's not about what you want. It's all about what Jesus wants. It's about doing what makes Jesus happy, right? That's the truth. It's about pleasing the Lord. And not just in your word, but also in your deed, in your attitude. I just want to walk upright before Jesus. I want to do and say the things that are pleasing in his sight. That's the truth. It's not about me. It's not about what I want. I got to resist my wants. I got to resist my desires. Come on, you know you. You know the stuff that swim up in your mind when somebody says something to you that you don't like. When somebody looks at you a wrong way, you know the stuff that goes up in your thoughts, and you need to resist that. It is only Jesus that gives you another way of thinking. It is only Jesus that gives you a different way of living. Jesus gives you a mind to want to live right, a mind to want to do what is right. Huh? You ain't got that mind on your own. You don't have that mind on your own. The proof is already in you. If you step back and look at yourself, you can be honest with yourself and say, I don't have a mind to do what is right. Only time I have a mind to do what is right is when the Lord helps me. When Jesus helps my mind, then I have a mind to do what is right. But without the help of Jesus, I don't have a mind to do what's right. I know what's in me is a no good thing. Huh? Do you know that about yourself? Huh? I know that is within me is a no good thing. No good can come from it. Huh? It has no mind to do right. It has no mind to think right. It has a mind to be selfish. Huh? Come on, it's the truth. You be honest with yourself. You have a mind to be selfish. You can say all day long, no, not me, Elder Scudder. I ain't got no mind to be selfish. I will do for any and everybody. You ain't get no mind to do like that on your own. It was nobody but Jesus gave you that kind of mind. Because if it was up to you, you would be all about yourself. All you would be thinking about is yourself. What am I going to get out of it? If I do this, what am I going to get out of it? Sometimes we do things because we like people to praise us. We like people to think that we are so good. We like for people to think that we are so nice. But it's still selfish. It's still motivated by self. Self is still in control. Self is still at the forefront of your mind. And the only one that can help you to get out of that is Jesus. He is the one that helps us to think right. Not just to think right, but also to do what is right, right? That's the truth. Come on, it's the truth. Go over to the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 17. 17 and start at verse number 9. And I know we don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that about ourselves. But the Lord is telling us the truth. He's telling us the truth because he knows we are born in sin. And one of the attributes of sin is deceit. Oh, yes, it is. Let's look at Adam and Eve when they sinned. Huh? Deceit filled them. How you know it? Deceit filled them because they tried to cover up. Huh? Before you sinned, you was already naked and you wasn't ashamed. Huh? Come on. Think about it. The man and the woman were already naked before they sinned. And the scripture said they were not ashamed. But when they sinned, immediately, what did they do? They sold fig leaves up. Huh? They tried to cover up their nakedness. And then they heard the voice of Jesus. And they tried to hide in the place that Jesus created. Huh? Come on, saints. You need to ask the Lord to wake you up out of sleep. Why? Because you're trying to hide in the world that was made by Jesus. Oh, you trying to hide in a world that was made by Jesus. He knows every crevice. He knows every crack. He knows every cave. He knows every dark place. Why? Because he made it. The whole world was made by him and for him. Huh? He made this whole entire earth and the universe that the earth sits in. Jesus made it all, right? And therefore he tells you, come on up out of your sin. Why does he tell you to come out of your sin? He says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Huh? There's no hiding place for you. There's no place for you to escape. There is no refuge for you. When you are in your sin, you've got to have a mind to come out of it. Huh? Come on, you got to know that the Lord sees you right where you are. And he's giving you an opportunity. He's giving me a chance to get out of my sin. And I need to seize the moment, right? You can take advantage of it. You can take advantage of it and say, Lord Jesus, give me a mind. Lord, help my mind. Come on, you can't do it by yourself. You can go around thinking you're going to save yourself by yourself, but you cannot do it by yourself. You can't do nothing unless the Lord give you a mind to do it. And you need to ask the Lord, Jesus, give me a mind to be saved. Come on, don't think you're too tough. Don't think it's you're too weak. You need to ask the Lord, Jesus, give me a mind to be saved. When you don't have no mind to be saved, your mind is messed up. And you need to ask the Lord, Jesus, touch my mind. Give me a mind to be saved. Save how? Save the way you want me to be saved. Save according to your plan. Lord, laid out a plan. And we need to ask the Lord to help us to do the plan. Help me to be saved according to your word. What does your word say? Lord, be born above water and spirit. Huh? You can't go down in the water the way you want to go down. You can't go down in the water when you want to go down. You need to ask the Lord Jesus, touch my mind. Give me a mind to follow your plan. What does he say in the plan? He say, repent. That means change your mind. Change your attitude. Change the course of your direction. And go and start with a mind to follow Jesus. Say, I'm not going to follow my way no more. My way leads to death. There is a way that seems right. But the end thereof leads to destruction. Right. It leads to death. Right. You need to ask the Lord Jesus, give me a mind to want to do it your way. Right. Give me a mind to want to follow your plan. Yes. Follow your path. Yes. To get a mind to want to stop sin. Right. To bring an end to sin. Right. Everything that go along with sin. Right. Bring an end to it. Yes. I want to bring an end to every attitude, every emotion, right. Every behavior, yes. Every word, every thought. That does not represent Jesus. Huh? All the clothes. I want to bring an end to it. If it don't represent Jesus, I want it to stop. All the friends. Huh? All these people that are around me. That call themselves my friends. That want to hang around me. If they ain't got no mind or want to be saved, I want you to change my mind. How I think about them. I don't want to keep going around calling them my friends. When I want to be saved, and I ain't got no mind to be saved, when they reach the door of eternity, I don't want to follow behind them. If they're going to hell, I want me to be saved. If I got to save myself, Lord, I want to be saved, right? That's what your attitude is like when you repent. You got family members that ain't want to be saved. You got a husband or a wife that ain't got no mind to be saved. I'm not telling you not to love them. But I'm telling you, you need to repent in such a way that if they ain't got no mind to be saved, you let them go right on down the path to hell by themselves. And they say, you not going to follow me? You say, no, I'm not going to follow you. Why? Because I want to live. And Jesus is life. You keep on talking about that old Jesus. Yes. Why? Because he is my hope. Oh, he is my hope. I ain't got nothing to look forward to but Jesus. You say, well, you can look at me. You are going to die. You're going to die just like I'm going to die. And I realize when the Lord say, after death come the judgment. I'm going to stand before one judge, the righteous judge. That's going to judge me by the standards of righteousness. That's why I forsake all to follow him, right? He's the only one care about me enough to get a plan together to help me to be right. Huh? Don't you realize this plan of salvation is a plan to help you to be right. That's why he told you to save yourself. Huh? Who the one said it? Jesus gave Peter the mind to tell you to save yourself from these group of people that are all around you that ain't got no mind to follow behind Jesus. He telling you, you offer it to him. You say, don't you want to be saved? Don't you want to get your life ready to get out of here? Don't you want to get your soul free from sin? They look at you and say, what? What you talking about? I'm already all right. No, you're not. You weren't born right. And if you didn't do what the Lord told you to do concerning water and spirit, you still wrong. Huh? You ain't been born again above water and spirit. You still wrong. I don't care how many Bibles you possess. I don't care how many times you go to church. I don't care how many gospel songs you write and sing. Except for unless a man has been born again. Born above what? Water and spirit. He cannot, huh? He cannot see, nor can he enter into the kingdom of God. Who said it? Jesus said it. The same one that says, I am the door. He said, if you don't enter in by me, but you try to climb up another kind of way, you are a thief and a robber. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy, right? That's truth. You got to be careful about who you follow, whose advice you are listening to, who's got your ear, huh? Who's the one you listening to? Who's the one giving you encouragement? Huh? That's the truth. You got to ask the Lord Jesus, take this stuff away from me. Take those friends all away from me. They ain't about my soul being saved. Take them away from me. Huh? Remove me from me. Them. Separate them from me, Jesus. You told me to come out from among them. Lord, give me a mind to do just that. Give me a mind to be separate from anybody that ain't got no mind to want to be saved. Be okay with it. Let the Lord know, Jesus, I'm okay. I am okay if you take this person away from me that does not have a mind to be saved. Huh? I'm okay if you have them to stop calling me, stop texting me, no longer want to hang around me. Let the Lord know. Jesus, I want you to take them away from me. Help my mind to let it go, right? Help my mind. Remember I told you, you can't do this on your own. You need to ask the Lord to help my mind. Help my mind to repent the way you want me to repent. Huh? Every time you get down there and you call Jesus and you get up from that altar without the Holy Ghost, you need to repent. Huh? Oh, yeah. You say, Elder Scott, I repented years ago. Did you get down there and you called Jesus? Yeah, I called Jesus. Did you get up with the Holy Ghost? No, I still ain't got the Holy Ghost. Something is inside of you that Jesus is not pleased with. Something is inside of you that's keeping the Lord from blessing you. What are you talking about, Elder Scudder? You think you know everything. No, I don't know nothing but what's in the Word of God. And the Word of God says the Lord's hand is not short that he cannot save you. His ear is not heavy that he does not hear you, but your iniquity. Huh? You keep worrying about other people's sin. You need to worry about your sin. It's something inside of you that's keeping Jesus from healing you, from hearing you, from blessing you. And you need to repent from that thing, right? I don't know what it is. Ask the Lord. Don't ask me. You say, well, Discutter, you looking at my life. Look me over. Ain't I doing everything I'm supposed to do? I could tell you yes. But that would mean I'm your savior. I could tell you yes, but that would mean that I'm your judge. I am not your savior. I am not your judge. Jesus is the savior. Huh? I'm so glad I know that. Jesus is the savior. He's the one that said, look unto me. Huh? And be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Don't you know when I'm dead and gone, Jesus is still going to be the Savior. Huh? I'm so glad I serve a timeless Savior. He's not bound by time like you and I are. He's an eternal God, meaning he can save to the uttermost. That's truth. He is that kind of Savior. I don't care how far off you are. I don't care how long you've been doing it. Jesus can save you. If you want to be saved, that's the key, isn't it? I don't care what kind of condition is going on in your body. I don't care what kind of condition is in your mind. Jesus can save you. If you want to be saved, all you got to do is just ask the Lord to help you. When you're sick and you don't know how you're going to get better, all you got to do is stop trying to look for the doctors to heal you and just turn your face to the wall. Huh? Turn your face to the wall when you don't see nothing. You don't hear nothing. You realize I don't know nothing. Jesus, I need you to help me. Huh? You say it with a sincere heart. You say it with a serious mind. Jesus, I need you to help me. Huh? And you let them know, Lord, I tried everything else. I looked to everybody else and all of them have failed me. Huh? Oh, yeah, you can tell the Lord that. You got to let him know just how serious this thing is.
Jesus, I tried all the doctors, and they tried this, and they tried that, and they still try. And they don't have a clue as to what is going on. But because you are all wise, because you are all knowing, and there's nothing too hard for you. Jesus, I am coming to you as humble as I know how. And I am asking you, please help me. Pretty, 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 please help me, right?
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
That's true. You got to get to that. You got to get to that kind of attitude.
Yes.
You got to get to that attitude that you realize if he don't help you, you won't be helped.
Uh-huh.
That's the help. And you got to have that attitude. If the Lord don't save you, you won't be saved. Huh? If the Lord don't come by and bless my soul, I won't be saved. And if I won't be saved, I have nothing to look forward to but death. Huh? And remember, death and hell is going to the lake of fire. That's why you got to be real serious about getting your soul saved. You got to be real serious in your mind and say, Jesus, I want to be saved. And I mean, just not say it, but you got to mean it. Jesus, I want to be saved. You got to be so that you be looking all up in the ceiling while you in the bed at night, telling the Lord, Jesus, I want to be saved. I don't know if you're going to come tonight, but Lord, I need you to spare my life a little while longer until I get my soul saved. You got to be all on your job. Whatever you do, whether it's typing, moving, whatever you do, you got to be so serious and let the Lord know, Jesus, I can't even concentrate on my job. Why? Because I realize you could come for me at any moment. Every stroke of the clock is a mystery. Why? Because I don't know if this is the last moment I have to be here on earth. And every time I see that second hand move, I don't know what's ahead of me. I need you to save me, Jesus. I don't want another second to go by without having you down on the inside of me, right? I'm not content. I'm not happy until I get the Holy Ghost. Huh? That's the truth. All this other stuff is temporary. Yeah, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to shake your hand. I'm glad to hug you. But it's only temporary. Because after I'm said, all of that is said and done, I still got to deal with my reality. My reality is I'm not saved. And the only one that can save me is Jesus. Huh? That's why this stuff got to make your belly ache. Huh? This stuff got to make your bones hurt. This stuff has got to make your mind at unrest. You got to be in a state of unrest until you get Jesus. Let the Lord know, Jesus, I have no peace apart from you. Jesus, I have no love apart from you. Jesus, I cannot be right apart from you. Why? Because you are my love. You are my peace. You are my righteousness, right? That's when you got a mind to repent. I'm only talking about repent. Huh? You say, oh, that's a whole lot. It's a whole lot when you got to have a mind to stop sinning. You got to bring a whole lot to an end. You got to bring everything about you to an end. Huh? You got to have that attitude. No more I. No more me. No more what I want to do. No more about how I feel. No more about what I'm going through. But all of it has got to be, Jesus, help me. Huh? That means when you're sick, you got to have a mind, Jesus, help me. Tell us that I can barely make it. Huh? Give me an arm. Lean on my shoulder. Huh? But I can barely make it. Lean on my shoulder. Huh? But you're not enough. Come on over here and help him, brother. Oh, you're going to lean on both of our shoulders. Well, where are we going? We're going to get you into the car. Where are we going? To the hospital? No. Hospital can't help you. Huh? We're going to the pharmacy? No. Pharmacy can't help you. Where are we going? The church? I just came for church. I just left the church. But how are you feeling? I'm feeling hopeless. That's why we're going back. We're going right back to the church. Why are we going back? Because you got to get what you're looking for. And the only one that can give you what you're looking for is Jesus. Huh? No other hope I have but in Christ Jesus. Jesus is my hope. Huh? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the my sweetest friend, but I'm holy. I'm completely going to lean on Jesus. What are we going to do when we get in here? It's a Bible study night. We're going to close the books up tonight. It's a choir rehearsal. We're going to put the sound sheet down tonight. Why are we going to put it down? Because you need some hope. You need some help. What are we going to do? We're going to get on our knees. And we're going to cry out to Jesus. But my knees are hurting. Put the pillows on the floor. Lay down, right? Just like you lay in your bed, lay on that floor. Lay on that floor and open up your mouth and call on Jesus, right?
Thank you, Lord.
Call him how long? Until. Huh? Until. How long is until? I don't know. And you don't know. But you got to have that kind of attitude. Yes. I'm not going to get up until the Lord bless my soul. You got to be just like Jacob was. Jacob wrestled with that angel. He didn't know how long it was going to last. Chris said it was all night long. I wasn't there and I don't know. But all I know is he stayed there until he got what he was looking for. That's the attitude you got to do. You got to stay before the Lord until you get what you're looking for, right? You got to stay there until you get what you're looking for. I don't care what the service is. I don't care what we do. When you're tarrying for the Holy Ghost, you're waiting to be endued with power from on high. Even while I'm preaching, you ought to be tarrying. All in your mind. That's if you want to be saved. Huh? That's if you want to be saved. You want the Holy Ghost, you got to be tarrying. All in your mind. All while I'm preaching this, you got to have it in your mind. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Say, why are you calling Jesus? Because that's the saving name. There's no salvation in any other name. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby I must be saved. I got to be saved by that name, Jesus. That's the only name God gave us to save us. He told us in the word, every knee's going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that at the name of Jesus, he is the Lord, right? Know ye not that the Lord, he is God. It is he that did what made us, right? All in your mind, you need to be calling Jesus.
Jesus.
Calling him until, right?
Yes.
Say, we're going to have the dismissal.
Yes.
Time for us to go home. We're going to be saying, I praise the Lord.
Jesus.
We're going to be giving our hugs and our handshakes. But all in your mind, if you're tarrying for the Holy Ghost, you need to still be calling
Jesus.
All while you hugging me,
Jesus.
You should be saying, Jesus, Jesus,
oh,
Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
Why? Because you don't know if this is your last time.
Yes.
You need to be that serious about receiving the Holy Ghost. You should be so serious about receiving it that it should make you get up out your seat. And you should be crying, Jesus, Jesus, I want to be saved, right?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It should be that bad inside of you. Huh? Oh, yeah, it should be that bad inside of you. You should be real. It should be like a burn. Huh?
It
should be like a hunger. The Lord said that if you hunger and thirst after this, you'll be filled. You got to groan. Huh? Come on, that's if you want the Holy Ghost. You got to groan for it. You got to ask the Lord, Jesus, I want to be saved. And you got to let the Lord know nothing else matters to me, right? Nothing else matters to me. Lord, you're my water. You're my bread. Nothing else matters to me. You're the air that I breathe. Nothing else matters to me. Every time I inhale and exhale, it's got to be Jesus. Nothing else can matter to you. Nothing else can matter to you but getting your soul saved. Why? Because that next click, that next tick, that next talk, it could be your last. Huh? And what does that mean? You're going to wake up, you're going to shut your eyes on this side, but you're going to open up your eyes in eternity. And where will your soul be? Huh? That's something to think about, isn't it? You can blink down here. We blink. Real quick, we blink. But one of these days, you're going to blink. And you're not going to see me no more. One of these days you're going to blink. And you're not going to see the sun no more. You're not going to see the earth no more. You're not going to hear no more cars. You're not going to hear no more television. You're not going to hear no more radios. But where will you be at? I want it to be when I wake up, I be in the arms of Jesus. I want to wake up and I don't want the Lord to change the sound that I hear. Huh? Don't you realize when I'm not with you, I'm still praising Jesus. I don't want the Lord to change the sound that I hear. But I want him to amplify it. I want him to magnify it. Huh? To where that the only thing that I hear. When that's your desire, one day you're going to open up your eyes and you're going to be sitting right before the throne of God Almighty. And you're going to hear those beasts shouting, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. You're going to hear a heavenly host shouting and singing, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God Almighty, hallelujah. That's what I want to hear. And you're not just going to hear it. You're going to join right in with it. Huh? Oh, yeah. You're going to join right in with it. You're not going to be no onlooker. You're going to see it. You're going to hear it. And you're going to say, Lord, I made it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I made it. Huh? Hallelujah. I ain't in this body no more. Hallelujah. Huh? My soul going to cry out, right? Soul gonna cry out. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Huh? That's what my soul gonna cry out. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Huh? This body get tired. But when you blink and you wake up in eternity, you ain't gonna be in that body no more. Huh? He gonna get you out of this body. You're gonna be in another body, another situation, another circumstance. Another environment. And I'm trying to tell you what it's going to be like. Huh? Won't be no more day. Won't be no more night. Won't be no more sickness. Won't be no more death. Won't be no more news. All you're going to hear is hallelujah. 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 Right? Huh? You got to get used to that thing down here. That's why you can't get sidetracked of what's going on in the earth. You got to let your soul cry hallelujah. No matter what's going on in your body, you need to let your soul cry. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's the truth. I'm still talking about repent. That's when you change your mind. And then after you repent, you need to go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. That means that the Lord can send off of you so that you can come up out that water walking in the newness of life with a new attitude, with a new look on life. No longer fornicating, no longer committing adultery, no longer cussing, no longer drinking, no longer smoking, no longer cheating, no longer whoremongering. All of that stuff need to be left in the water. Lord told you to come up walking in the newness of life. Well, Scudder, what if a cuss word come out of my mouth? What if I find my eyes wandering? That lets you know when your mind is where it needs to be at that you ain't right. Huh? When you got righteousness leading and guiding you, when that wrong stuff come up in you and it come out, that lets you know you're not right. Because you know who you dealing with. You know you dealing with a righteous God and he's not going to tolerate unrighteousness. Huh? He's not going to tolerate unrighteousness. He said you need to be hot or cold. You can't be both. Lukewarm means you're spewed out. That's true. You got to make up your mind what side you want to be on. That's why David told Solomon, son, you need to know who God is. Huh? You need to understand that God ain't nobody to play around with. You need to understand he's the one that controls the tick of your heart. Huh? He regulates all of the systems of your body. And if he shuts him down, ain't nothing you can do about it. Huh? Don't y'all realize that? If the Lord go right into your body and say, stop, all of it got to stop. Huh? Come on, saints. That's the kind of God we serve. That's why I say he ain't nothing to play around with. You need to be real serious when you're dealing with Jesus. That's why when he tell you that when you come before him and pray, he say, lift up holy hands. Why? Because you realize who you're dealing with. It ain't nothing to do with how you tired. It ain't got nothing to do with how you feel. You need the Lord ask Jesus, have mercy on me, right? Have mercy on me, Jesus. Huh? No matter how you feel, you need to ask the Lord to have mercy on you. Why? Because you realize he's nothing to play around with. Huh? Come on, he can wink on you. And then that'll be it. You won't be able to call Jesus no more. You realize the Lord can shut your mouth the way he can cease your mouth from speaking, huh? He won't let your mouth say Jesus no more. Man, that's a bad state to be in. Huh? That's why you need to appreciate. You need to receive with meekness this stuff. All this stuff that is coming before you, you need to receive this word with what? Meekness. Why? Because it's got the power to save you. If you want to be saved, it's got the power to save you. If you got a mind and want to be saved, he'll open up your mind. He'll open up your understanding to help you to see right where you are. When I say you got to go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ, he'll open up your understanding. And he'll let you see, I haven't been baptized right. I don't remember what they said. I don't know what they said in the name of Jesus Christ, or they said in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I don't know what they said. You need to be sure. You need to be sure about this salvation. You need to know you went down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, right? I need to know they applied the name to my life. Huh? Huh? You need to know you had the Holy Ghost. What do you mean the Holy Ghost is Jesus living in you? Huh? I didn't say moving in you. I said he lives. Huh? Huh? Meaning he with you at home. He with you on your job. He with you in the streets. Huh? He is living inside of you. Huh? Come on. That means I got peace walking with me. I got joy walking with me. I got love walking with me. Huh? Come on. I'm different. I'm different than everybody else. I'm a peculiar person. Huh? I show forth the praises of him that called me out of darkness into this marvelous light. I don't have to try to praise him. It's already in me. Every time the Lord wake me up, I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You woke me up to see a brand new day. As if I go outside and I see them sinners, I say, thank you, Jesus. But for your grace, that could be me, right? That's right. That's right. The Holy Ghost is Christ in you. Holy Ghost is Jesus dwelling in you. He's all in you. He's everywhere. He just ain't here. He's everywhere. He's in my hips. He's everywhere. He's in my shoes. Huh? He's everywhere. He's in my earlobes. Huh? Say, I'm gonna go get some more piercings. Nah. Holy Ghost, Jesus said, I don't want you to have all that. Huh? Where's Jesus at? Huh? Oh, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Yeah, you wouldn't. You don't see nothing wrong with sin. Huh? Remember, you were born in it. All your imaginations is only evil continually, right? Huh? When you ain't got no hope, you turn to your own devices. You try to look for peace when there is no peace. Huh? Before you know it, you've had piercings and ain't no more places to pierce. Huh? So I ain't got no more room in my ear. Let me move to my nose. Let me move to my lips. Let me move to my tongue. And move all over your body. Huh? Devil got a hold of your mind. Huh? That's why you thank the Lord for delivering you. Because that could be you. Trying to find peace where there is no peace, right? Lord done told you there's no peace, says my God to who? Wicked are like the troubled sea, whose waters cannot rest. Ain't nothing in their life but mine dirt. Huh? That's how you need to know when you're dealing with the wicked. The wicked is not going to be peaceful. The wicked is not going to be loving. The wicked is up and down. They'll be with you 1 minute and against you the next minute. But you need to know what you're dealing with. You need to say, this is the wicked. And the Lord done told me how to deal with the wicked when I see it. I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with the bridle when I see the wicked before me, right? They ain't got no reason for you to stop loving them. Huh? He said, I ain't going to bother with them because they don't want to be bothered with me. You let that same spirit in them jump in you. Huh? You supposed to be different. What if the Lord did us like that? We would be in sin. Huh? If the Lord treated us the way we treated him, we would be in sin. But he looked beyond it. Huh? And that old Judas came in his face. Lord, look beyond it. Huh? Lord looked all behind him. Lord let Judas kiss him.
Yes, he did.
You realize the Lord could have cut Judas's breath off while he was walking towards him. But the Lord says, because I love you, I'm going to let you continue in your wrong. Huh? I'm going to let you continue in your wrong with the hope, with the expectation that you're going to repent. Huh? Did the Lord give him time to repent? Yes, he did. He gave him space and time to repent. He killed himself. But the Lord gave him space and time to repent, didn't he? And what you think the Lord is doing for you? He giving you space and he giving you time to repent. Now what you do with it is on you. He ain't giving you this time to go do more devilment. But he giving you space and time to do what? Yeah. He gave Jezebel the same thing. He gave her space and time to do what? Repent. She didn't want it. That lets you know you may have loved ones that are not going to want repentance. But that don't mean they change who you are. Huh? You still got to be the same saint that the Lord saved you to be, right? You got to love them with love and compassion. Huh? Even when they being bitter. Then don't you touch me, you touch them anyway. Huh? I hate you. Get off of me. I love you anyway.
Huh?
Get out of my room. Okay. Go right. Where you going? I ain't going home. I'm sitting right outside the room. And I'm going to pray. Jesus, touch that mic. Are they still there? Are they still outside the room? I told them to go home. Right there. Jesus. We can't make them go home, man. Jesus. Are they out there calling Jesus? I don't want to hear that name. I'm going to still love you. Why? Because that's what the Lord gave me. When he filled me with the Holy Ghost, he filled me with love. And I'm not going to let your hate control me. Right? It's the truth. You don't let folk that don't know Jesus dictate how you live. Lord set expectation for you. He said you are a light. Huh? You are the salt of the earth, right? That's who you are, right? Not them, that's who you are.
Right?
That's right. I ain't even get in my lesson all that good. But Lord told you, the heart is deceitful. Huh? The heart. Huh? You ain't got to worry about no other politician lying to you. You ain't got to worry about no family member lying to you. You lie to yourself. It is your heart. Huh? It is your heart. Remember when the people told you they did with everything? And remember all the stuff that they kept trying to tell you? Then it's not going to happen. You're going to have to go do this. You're going to have to do that. You're going to have to do this. Did that change what I had to say? I said, brother, just let the Lord work that thing out. Don't get all frazzled up. These folk is doing what they do. They the wicked. The wicked don't know Jesus. But when Jesus works, you don't have to do no more than what you were supposed to do. How do you know? Look at the reality. Look at the proof. Do you realize the Lord had already known that thing before the foundation of the world? All you had to do is walk in faith.
That's it. Thank you.
Say, Jesus, I trust you. I'm not going to lean to what? My own understanding. I'm going to do what you told me to do. No matter what the whisperer says. I'm going to lean and depend on what Jesus says. I'm going to let Jesus fight this battle. Did you sing that song? Nobody fights like Jesus. Huh? He don't win sometimes. He wins all the time. He wins all the time. All you got to do is just learn how to hold your peace. Just shut your mouth. And just trust Jesus. They're going to call you weak. They're going to call you a loser. They're going to tell you don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to do it. That's where you got to lean on the Lord and say, Jesus, you know. You know all things. And I'm leaning and I'm depending on you. Leaning, depending on you to do what? To fight my battle, Jesus. Huh? Because you win all the time. Huh? Not sometimes. You win all. Tell him. You got to tell the Lord that. Jesus, you win all the time, right?
Right.
That one writer said, Lord, behold their threatening. Lord, give us boldness to declare what your words say. Them brothers went in that upper room and they prayed again. And the scripture said the foundations were shaken.
Yes.
And they was all filled with the Holy Ghost again, right?
Yes.
That's what we do when we come in here for service. Yes. Don't think we come in here just to be shouting, all moving.
Right.
Nah, we're coming to get filled with the Holy Ghost again. Huh?
Yes.
Did the Lord fill you today? You ought to leave out of this door filled up with Jesus.
Yes.
They ain't got no Holy Ghost, but your mind should be motivated. You should have some motivation to say, I'm going to do it the way Jesus say do it. I ain't going to do it my way no more. Because Jesus done proven to me that his way works. Huh? Not my way, but his way. It does what? It works. Huh? This is a clean salvation. You ain't got to take no medicine. You ain't got to have no hocus pocus. All you got to do is put your mind on the Lord Jesus. And just let the Lord do what? Work. Huh? He shows up some kind of way. Some kind of way. Some kind of way he just come from nowhere.
Yes.
Just like he did on the day of Pentecost.
Yes.
He just come in and scripture say, and suddenly.
Right.
There's a sound from where? From not the earth. A sound from what? Heaven.
Heaven.
As a rush and a mighty wind. Heaven. And it does what? It fills the whole house where we're sitting at saints. All right?
Yes.
Heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Is that what that scripture says there? My heart.
Yes.
Me. I'm deceitful. And desperately wicked. Who can know it? Scripture say, I, the Lord. What does the Lord do? He searches the heart. He tries the reins. Even to give what? That's right. That's right. That's why we said you need to ask the Lord to help your mind. Huh? It is your mind that makes you think you can't when you can.
Right.
Huh? Y'all ain't never had no attacks like that? Will your mind be telling you, I just can't today? Yes, you can. You need to find your soul, your soul's voice. Your soul's voice is different because the soul want to be saved. The soul's voice is different than that body's voice. When you listen to that body, you won't ever do nothing. You'll be sitting in that house all day long in the air conditioner, just be sitting. Soon as you go outside, you be like, ooh, it's so hot. Let me go back inside the house. You be laying up in the bed all day long. Just saying, I'm so tired. I don't know why I'm so tired. But then how long did you sleep? I slept for about 5-6 hours. Why are you tired? Still so tired. Get up for an hour, go right back in the bed again. Still tired. Sleep all night long. Get up the next morning. What's wrong with you? I'm going to go get some coffee. Where you going back? I'm going back to lay down again. Why are you tired? I'm still tired. Because you're listening to that body.
Right.
That body will mess you up. I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
But you need to listen to your soul.
Right.
Soul will tell you, you need to pray.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. When the body say it can't, your soul say, oh no, you need to pray. You need to get up, crawl on that floor, right? Get in that shower. Don't turn on no hot water. Turn on some cold water to shock that body, right? Huh? Get that body up out of sleep, right? That's the truth. Forget the bus. Walk. Say, I'm going to ride the bus. Walk. But my feet and my legs hurt. Walk. Huh? Why? Because you're going to get on that bus and you're going to get back and say, oh, I'm so tired. I really don't even feel like getting off. Mess around and ride it to the end. Y'all must have did it. Robert, you look, you go crazy. Bro, you must have did that, Robert. Ride it to the end. And then make a U-turn and go right back where you got on it. Ain't did nothing but ride in the cool air, looking outside the window. Don't even talk to nobody. On the whole ride. Get off the bus. What did you do? Nothing, just rode. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm all right. You seem sad. Seem depressed. No. I just got a lot of stuff on my mind. What? What's on your mind? I don't know. I'm trying to tell you, you need the Lord to help your mind. You need the Lord to help your mind. Huh? You can go home today. You're going to go see some people that you know. They're going to be doing the same thing they did before you left. Yeah, just sitting. You got the witnesses right outside your door. They don't get in the water. The water just be running. They sit on the side of the water. Let them be arguing with one another, drinking. Arguing. It's a common sense to tell me if instead of, in order for me to avoid being upset, let me go home. But that devil got so controlled in mind, they sit there and rather argue all day long. And you know it's hot to take the clothes off. Common sense tell you, you that hot? Go inside the house. Cool off. Get in the water. Nope, won't do that. Just let the water run. And then cry, my water bill is high. My water pressure is weak. I can't even take no shower. Damn it, you done ran the water all day long. It's the city's fault. It's the government. Nah, it's your fault. Cut the water off. That's common sense, right? That's enough of my side notes. But it's your heart that's deceitful. We be worried about other people, but we need to concentrate on who? Me. It is my heart that's deceitful. It is my heart that is what desperately wicked. And I need to ask the Lord Jesus to help me. Help. One writer said, create in me a what? A clean heart. And renew a right spirit within me, right? Be so busy trying to pay attention to other folk. But I need to really look in the mirror at myself. That's one thing that folk hate to do when they go to these circuses and amusement parks is go in that room called the mirror room. Because all they see is themselves. And after a while, you get sick of looking at yourself. Right? Yeah, you get sick of looking at yourself. Huh? You would think, you say, oh no, I'll be all right going in there. But then after a while, you realize, I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere and I'm coming from everywhere. And you be running. Who you running from? Ain't nobody in there. Ain't nobody in there but you. I got to get out. Help. How to get out of here? What you see? Me? He everywhere, right? Something to think about, isn't it? Trust y'all got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart, saints. You may not sin against you.